Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM program titled People Productivity E-Business on Demand. The presentation can be viewed online at www.ibm.com/partnerworld/software. Please go to the BP Zone under Events and Conferences. Then click on Teleconferences section and select Marketing Lunch and Learn Teleconferences. Also, this broadcast is being recorded. Now at this time for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the conference over to Christy Schaffner, Channel Marketing Manager for IBM Software. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Mike. Hi, everyone. I'd like to extend a really warm welcome to each of you, and thank you for joining us as we host our second in the series of six Lunch and Learn teleconferences. Just to reiterate what Mike just said, you can access the presentation for today's call either in the BP Zone in the Events and Teleconferences section under Teleconferences. There's a link that's called Marketing Lunch and Learn, or actually, if you go directly into the BP Zone on the landing page, there's a hot link to the Marketing Lunch and Learn teleconferences right there on the front page. Once you get into that document, you have the option of either linking to our e-meeting, which is now live and I see several people on, or you can also download the presentation directly to your computer. So whichever way you find more convenient, we encourage you to follow along with the slides. So far we've introduced the key themes that IBM Software is going to market around this year. Initially, we did that on the February 17th call where we took you through an overview of the six big plays and how we're going to market around the themes of automation, integration, people productivity, small and medium business, software development platform, and our install base. The goal of these calls is to focus you now for an hour apiece on a particular theme. So we really want to drill down into each specific program and provide some insight around the solution areas, the market opportunity, and some of the IBM tactics that we're taking out into the marketplace. The idea is for you to then take all of the brand strength of IBM and the market awareness that's kind of generated by this significant investment that we're making behind these programs and build these themes into your own marketing and sales activities. So today you'll be hearing from two key people. We'll start with an introduction by Scott Cooper, who's our Vice President of Business Partner Marketing for IBM Software, and he'll set the stage for kind of the levels of business partner participation in the big plays. Then we're pleased to have Colleen Campbell with us. Colleen's the People Productivity Program Manager, and she'll show us how people productivity solutions really improve productivity and responsiveness and connect dispersed teams. At the end, we'll follow up with a Q&A section. So please make a note of any questions that you might have as we go along and be sure to ask them of our panel today at the end of the call. And so now I would like to turn the call over to Scott Cooper.
Thank you very much. And hello, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with us. We want to give you an overview of our marketing programs for 2004 and some specifics on how you can participate. If you can go to the next chart, please, that talks about turning e-business on demand into customer demand. There's a real change in the way we're going to market this year in the software group. From an approach in previous years where we really marketed individual products or individual software brands with many tactics hitting the marketplace and good coverage, we've taken a different approach this year in organizing around what we've called six big plays or six key categories that will drive all our marketing themes around. And you'll hear an overview of each one of these plays, the details of the kind of campaigns we'll run, the kind of activities and tactics that we'll drive around these plays. But the logic behind this was to take a more focused approach at the marketplace. We've selected these plays largely as a result of our market research. It says these are the categories under which organizations are purchasing technologies these years, or at least technology that's relevant to IBM. And what we wanted to do was to say if we could build a cohesive and probably as importantly, very visible set of tactics that we would attack each one of these categories of spending under, we believe it'll be far easier for our own teams as well as our partners to participate in those plays. So rather than some of the things at times were somewhat embarrassing in the past where we had, multiple contacts into the same customer around two different categories of products or two different even related products or, advertisements that ran in the same magazine around IBM Software. This approach gives us a very, very clean way of talking about our key capabilities in the marketplace and around these themes, SMB, people productivity, automation, integration, etc. So the idea here is not to become abstract or distant from the product, at the end of the day, we're still asking a customer to make a purchase of some technology, that technology being both IBM technology and technology or a service from our business partners. But there's an organizing principle here that we will take going forward in talking to the marketplace in more business-like terms, or in the terms that they use to describe the kind of purchasing they're doing. If you go to the next chart, as a partner, there's really a decision to make here around how you want to participate in the IBM marketing activities. All of you have taken the time to learn more, so obviously there's some interest in some joint go-to-market with us at IBM. But that interest can range from simply participating in programs, you know, being a member of Partner World purchasing a value pack and using some of the tools that we provide, campaign design or executive assessment, et cetera, kind of the basic things like that. For the next set of partners who build a partner plan, who meet with their business partner rep, who understand at a greater level of detail each of these plays, and we recognize that all of these plays won't be relevant to every partner. We think quite frequently it'll be, you know, one or two plays that a partner will participate in. But what things that we're doing that are relevant to your particular business design, there's lots of both content available around those plays. There's calendars that detail every single activity we'll do around those plays. And there's also funding available and matched funding, and we call it co-marketing funding, for partners who build a plan along with us and their business partner rep, who execute tactics that complement our tactics or use some of the other assistance we provide around running web conferences and things like that. The base there is in kind of the opportunity to participate in that is gauged upon your commitment to us and your willingness to build a plan and make your tactics and leads visible to us. And that ranges up to the partners who will be closest with us and kind of most actively engaged with us will be those who have the deepest degree of skills and who have demonstrated in the past the ability to run co-marketing programs and have success with those things. So it's not just run a set of activities once and you're done for the year. Our intention is to continue to invest with the partners who have the greatest success at doing these things. This is a decision that's up to you. It's up to your business design as to which things we are doing that are relevant to you, and it's up to you as to how much you want to invest or how closely you want to go to market with us. And if you go to the last chart, really the key here to get started, this calls a great beginning. It's understand the activities that we're going to do in the marketplace this year. The intent of these calls and the intent of a great deal of our communication is simply to make the things we are doing visible to you. We've heard a lot in the past of, boy, if we could only figure out how to leverage the IBM marketing activities and the IBM marketing engine and the IBM presence, we as a business partner could be far more effective. And we found simple things, like if you run your seminar activity or your direct customer touch activities following our seminars that come through your city or our advertising placements or our product launches, if you do those things in concert or in timing with the things we do, we'll see that synergy, right? We'll see the magnification of those activities and we'll see a greater impact for all of us in the marketplace. The point of this whole big play concept and the point of these calendars and the point of all of these activities is to make those things visible, to help you participate in those things. So understanding on a call like this probably gives you a good overview of what we're doing. Sitting down with your business partner rep and actually building a plan and defining both the timing and the kinds of activities that you'll perform with us and the funding required to do those things are really the keys to getting moving forward. So two things I'd ask you to do. First of all, make sure that your profile in Partner World for Software is accurate, that it accurately reflects what you can do, how you market, what capabilities you have, what certifications you have, etc. And second of all, build a plan. Take advantage of these programs, take advantage of the funding, and dovetail your activities with the activities that we're doing. I think that's the best way for us to collectively have the greatest impact in the marketplace and to touch the customers multiple times. As we all know, the key to driving demand in customers is not hitting them once or hitting them in a sporadic way, but hitting them with a consistent set of messages. When we're in concert and when the messages from IBM and the messages from our partners are consistent and they're timed right, we think that's the way to have the greatest impact. There's lots of detail here on the call. There'll be question and answer session at the end. So good selling, good luck, and have a successful 2004. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. So Scott's really demonstrated what the different levels of participation are, and I think he's also called out a couple of areas that are of critical importance, primarily that, you know, it's great whenever you can actually leverage our go-to-market activities with your own and extend them, and as he mentioned, timing is of the utmost importance to have kind of the maximum impact, and also the critical importance of incorporating these activities into your partner plan so that they're laid out and clear. So at this point, I'd like to turn the call over to Colleen Campbell, who will explain what we mean when we talk about people productivity. And she's going to show you where you can begin to incorporate some of the people productivity themes into your go-to-market activities specifically. So, Colleen, thanks for joining us today, and let's get started.
I'm really excited to join you all today to talk about our people productivity program. So if you look at the first chart, what I'm going to cover today is why is people productivity so important? How does it fit into the overall IBM on-demand strategy? What some of our customer requirements are? What the marketplace look like and why it's important to you? Also, your role in our program and what we have available to you so that you can tap into the activities that we're putting into market. And then how you get started. So let's first talk about on-demand. Obviously, IBM's on-demand strategy is probably very familiar to you. So you can see a definition here on the chart titled On-Demand Business Integration, Speed, and Flexibility. When we developed the People Productivity Program, it was really important to us that we tied into the overall IBM strategy and making sure that we're part of the integrated end-to-end process. So if you think about the IBM on-demand integration play, by flipping to the next chart, this gives you a very simple view of what that is. It's how do you integrate people and processes and information to complete a total story for your customers. So the People Productivity Program really hones in and focuses just on the people aspect of that. So we talk about why is it important to be able to connect people, and that's whether it's your customers, your business partners, your employees. How do you connect people with the right information at the right time so that they can do their job more effectively? So flipping to the next chart, this is actually a definition of what people productivity is to us. So again, the most important thing for us is how do you connect people, again, your employees, your business partners, or your customers, with each other and with the information that they need so that they can do their job more effectively. A lot of work has been done in terms of looking at our customers and what their requirements are. Okay, so if you take a look at the chart titled, We Are Positioned to Solve Customers' Key Business Pains, we did a study that really took a look at what are the business pains that are creating this opportunity and what are our customers and your customers saying that keep them up at night. They can't access the information efficiently or effectively, and so they can't make the informed decisions, and they can't respond to their customers quickly. And in the end, it's having a rippling effect across their business. They want to be able to communicate effectively to a geographically dispersed workplace, and they have redundancies throughout their organizations, multiple databases, multiple websites, and work efforts. They're costly to maintain, they're difficult to manage, and they're dragging the entire business down. So you'll see from an importance level how we've kind of looked at this research and developed kind of some core sets of things that we'd like to cover. So the first grouping of things that we want to address is how do we improve productivity? The second thing is how do we help our customers connect their teams? And then the last thing is how do we improve responsiveness to the business? We've got some partners, if you flip to the next chart titled Partners and IBM Help Solve These Pains, we have some partners that have actually picked up this ball and very quickly run with it. And I want to be able to just quickly outline a couple different examples on how this is working. So if you take a look at the chart entitled Partners and IBM Help Solve These Pains, here are some key examples on how our business partners are working together with IBM in order to address customer needs around these areas. So let's take a look at the first one, improving productivity. If you take a look at the ABB Group, they created a communications platform for real-time collaboration and screen sharing, as this product easily integrates with other web applications and it offers real-time support for customized solutions. The customer has now realized increased employee productivity by having faster access and knowledge sharing about the devices at their business, and they're expecting that their savings is going to range from about $200K per year. Next, if you take a look at how we connect teams, this particular partner was able to work with their customer, the Credit Union National Association, and they were able to help the customer achieve about 1,200% ROI in the first year, including a profit from the very first course, while becoming more responsive to the customer's training needs worldwide. They cut the course time to delivery from several months to 2 weeks. And this customer has now experienced increased customer satisfaction, and they're beating their competitors to market with a richer, more flexible, and more affordable training options. Then if you take a look at the last example on how we help improve responsiveness, this partner worked with their customer. They created a collaborative employee portal that integrated with their legacy SAP system. They integrated the collaboration capabilities within Lotus Workplace right into the existing processes, and they were able to reduce their HR process time by over 40%. So these are just a couple quick examples, and one of the things that's important to us is that we continue to build a set of business partner and IBM customer success stories that we can bring to market and talk about. Moving on, if you take a look at the market, this chart is titled A Fast-Growing Market. And this is the opportunity that exists for the technology that we're talking about. And when you compare the growth rate to all the other software group solutions combined, Lotus, WebSphere Portal, and Content Management Solutions represent nearly twice the growth rate over the next 3 years. This is clearly a significant growth area, and it means that the opportunity for portal, workplace, and content management is getting bigger every day, and it's providing you an opportunity to grow your business in a much quicker manner. The next chart, the fast-growing, this actually turns that growth rate into actual hard dollars. So you can see between portal, Lotus Workplace, and content management what the revenue opportunities are that exist over the next couple of years. The next chart really takes a look at our competitive landscape. So if you take a look at all these areas that we're talking about within the people productivity story, the portal, the database, the content management and collaboration tools, messaging, making sure that we can, you know, have the right solutions for our SMB market and the application server, now you can see all the competitors that play in this area. Most of them are very niche players. So they do one thing, and they do it very well, but they're focused only on that one thing. What we do is within the IBM software portfolio around the people productivity solutions, we cover the entire area, so we are one vendor, one solution to meet all the needs. Taking a look at the next chart, this actually shows people productivity in a real environment. So this is actually the IBM internal site, and you can see through the portal we're able to deliver all of the applications in a very personalized manner for a user. Therefore, the user only has to see those applications and those things that are important for them to do their job on a day-to-day basis. So it will save time in terms of having to search through or to log on to multiple different systems to do what they need to do. So we just use this as an example of what people productivity in our solutions could actually look like in a real environment. So moving to the next chart, people productivity, the integrated environment. Market watchers have seen a natural convergence of collaboration, which is really the focus on people, and then integration, which is the focus on connecting people with the information that they need. There have been some people, such as Giga, that have stated that this convergence will prove to be the killer app for organizations investing in intellectual and human capital productivity. And for this reason, beginning in 2003, we combined efforts in the marketing and development of our products, which is why you'll see things like Lotus Workplace, WebSphere Portal, and Content Management. And you'll see that by the end of second quarter that we'll actually have a product offering that combines those three areas. So Lotus is about people or collaboration, and WebSphere, and actually more specifically WebSphere Portal, is about integration. So we don't actually do the integration. We use the pieces of the technology from the portal to help us integrate pieces together and then combine Lotus Workplace and Content Management through the portal delivery mechanism. So by flipping to the next chart, we'll start to take a look at what are the actual product offerings that are within people productivity when we talk about the entire people productivity story. So it's Lotus Workplace. Lotus Workplace being about people and collaboration. So you'll see Lotus Workplace 1.1 and then Lotus Notes and Domino 6.5. Then WebSphere Portal. Again, Portal is about the integration of information and business processes. So there's the WebSphere Portal family of products that you see listed there. Also, Tivoli Security and Management is part of this area. And then the last key area of offerings is around content management. And that's how do you leverage the information. So you'll see the DB2 content management products as well as the Lotus Web content management products. Flipping to the next chart, again, breaking this down into the three key offering areas, collaboration, portal, and content management, you'll see that 2003 was truly a turning point for us in these areas. We achieved market leadership in both collaboration, in the portal, as well in the content management area. So you can kind of look through the areas, but it's amazing that we can say that we are number one in market share in each of these key areas, and then you can see what some of the analysts have been saying about this and why this is so important that we combine these key technologies and go to market as a true solution. The next chart just further emphasizes what the analysts are saying about us. The list of product offerings that you see down the right-hand side of the chart are all qualified for the Gartner's Magic Quadrant. And so IBM is a leader in all of these areas. Okay, so let's talk now about what our business partners are so important to us in terms of driving the people productivity solutions into the marketplace. And we really offer a compelling opportunity regardless of what your business type is. So if you're an ISV, if you're a solution provider, we have something to offer you. So we deliver a value-priced total solution designed to meet the needs of the mid-market and enterprise customers, as well as having the ability to touch our SMB customers. It's built on an industry-leading e-business platform that is very well known in the marketplace. We have a platform that integrates and has value-add capabilities, so we're J2EE compliant. The extended portal solution is web services enabled and integrates easily into the back-end software vendor applications. Also, our integrated tools environment can be extended to incorporate into any of the new features for an ISV application or anything that you might be developing. By using this technology, you enhance your time to market and you shorten your sales cycle. We're developed for fast installation and quick production development. We also deliver the flexibility required to address specific business models and industries. We support basic B2E, or business to employee, B2C, business to consumer, B2B, for business to business, and we can be extended to support more advanced business models as well. We have a very flexible infrastructure that can support a wide variety of needs within the industries that you have chosen to serve within your customer base. And we have a streamlined install process, so hopefully you can get up and running with your customers quickly. Okay, so moving to the next chart. So what's in it for your customers? These are the same value propositions that we're putting out with our own materials. We actually feel that we have a very compelling story to tell IT managers as well as tell line of business managers. So within the IT, the value props are really focused around how do you reduce your IT costs and how do you increase your operational efficiencies. And then for line of business, it's really about how do you make your employees more productive? So how are you improving the time that they take to get their job done by providing them the right information at the right time? Okay, so let's take a look at the actual details of the program. So what is it that we're putting into market, and what is it that we're developing to help you in driving demand with your customers? So this is a total program, which means that we're not just focused on demand generation activities, but we really do end-to-end all the way from awareness through the sale. So we focus on advertising, we focus on public relations, analyst relations, customer references, which I mentioned earlier is so key for us to develop with our business partners. And we talk about our launches and our product launches, events, demand generations, and then again, how partners fit into each one of these activities so that we can drive business. Okay, so let's take a look at how marketing will contribute to your success. Let's start with advertising. The new advertising structure will provide the air cover that you need to begin to have the marketplace understand what people productivity and the IBM software solutions around people productivity are. The next chart shows kind of our launch activities and how business partners play a key component to those activities. So if you take a look at what's planned for this year, we do have a series of launch events that are planned in the May timeframe, as well as a series of launch events that are planned in the October timeframe. We're looking for business partners to participate with us in these events and to leverage the event materials that we produce to create demand for their own business. So if you look again at the chart that shows our May launch and our October launch, you can see some of the products that we're expected to launch at those actual events. The next chart really talks about our demand gen activities. So with each of the sub-themes, and I'll talk about those in a second, we're producing a series of materials. We're producing a direct mail piece, several versions of email pieces, events and seminar materials, telemarketing materials, and web pages. We're making these materials available to you so that you can leverage the work that we've done, add your own messaging and your own business partner logo information, and put those into market to provide your own demand generation activities. The next chart talks about what our program themes are. So the chart is titled 2004 Software Group People Productivity Demand Generation. So again, we start with the advertising, and everything that we do has the same look and feel as the advertising does. So we put out our very first set of activities around an introduction. So we presented what people productivity is from a very high-level view. So we talked about the Lotus Workplace. We talked about WebSphere Portal. We talked about DB2 content management at a very high level and why these elements are so critical in terms of connecting people with each other and with the information that they need to do their job effectively. Then we drilled down in a series of sub-themes. So the first sub-theme was Portal. The second sub-theme was Collaboration. The third sub-theme was content management. And so then we took a look at the people productivity story and why it's so critical to a customer, and we looked at it through different lens. So we looked at it through the portal lens, or we looked at it through the collaboration technology lens, or the information lens, and really was able to blow out the story that way. So for each of these activities, the intro and each of the sub-themes, the materials that I just talked about from a demand generation standpoint will be available to you. So the direct mail pieces, the email pieces, the seminar materials, the telemarketing materials, and all of the web pages. And the idea is that when we put these activities into market and we get leads, we'll pass those leads to our qualified partners. But in addition, we're making the materials available to you so that you can create your own demand gen and create your own leads. The next chart is a picture of a business partner zone, and so this is where you actually access all of the information and all of the materials that I just talked about. So if you go to the business partner zone and you were to search under people productivity, you would see the listing of all of the materials that we have available and the versions that we have for IT and the versions that we have for line of business. These are available for you to use as is. You can customize them for your own needs, but they're really there for you to leverage the work that we've done. So the idea is if you'd like to hold a seminar that you could go up here and you could get sample seminar invitations, whether you wanted to send them out in a postcard format or whether you wanted to send them out in email. You could get seminar materials in terms of the actual presentations. You can get follow-up materials, you know, telemarketing scripts and how you follow up with attendees to drive the demand. In addition to those co-marketing materials that are available at the Business Partner Zone, there's also enablement maps and information about how you build skills around all of the key components within the People Productivity Program. So you can take a look and say, I've got skills in this one area. How do I build up my skills or my technical or sales skills in these other areas? And so those maps are available, again, on the Business Partner Zone within the People Productivity materials. So you will see, by flipping to the next chart, that all of those materials have been made available to you through the Business Partner Zone. So you are able to go up and take those materials and, like I say, make them usable for whatever it is that you're trying to do. So if you go up to the Business Partner Zone and you look under the Productivity Program, you'll see that our materials are broken up by the sub-themes that I talked about. So the last chart talks about what do you do? How can we help you get on board so that you can begin talking about people productivity solutions? The first thing is make sure your profile is up to date with Partner World for software. We have pooled and we've done some partner mapping based on the skills that you've told us that you have. So we're looking for partners that have skills around the Lotus products, and we're looking for partners that have skills around WebSphere portal and content management, and then providing some assistance in terms of some enablement maps and some materials to help you come up to speed with the total story. The next thing you can do is build your partner plan, include marketing activities, utilizing the materials that we've made available in the Business Partner Zone. Look at the roadmaps that we have so that you can build the additional skills and begin to take advantage of the entire People Productivity Program and what it is that IBM is doing to drive the demand for those offerings in the market. Register for the Virtual Innovation Center. You'll see the URL is on this chart. And then submit your customer references. I mentioned at the very beginning of this presentation some partner customer references, and we're looking to build a huge library of those customer references that we can take to market in all of the different countries. So by you submitting your customer references on the BP Zone, it gives us a bigger opportunity in which to do that. So that is the people productivity in a nutshell. So I thank you for your attention.
Great overview, Colleen. Thanks so much for taking us through the people productivity play, as well as some of the specific things that business partners can do to leverage all of our all of our market presence. Before we get to the Q&A, I just have a couple of brief slides I wanted to take you guys through. So this is the rest of our Lunch and Learn teleconference series. As you can see, coming up on April 22nd, we've got integration. We're also combining that with a new initiative called Think Thursday that I'm going to talk about on the next slide. So that call will be 90 minutes. It will include a specific enablement portion that's tied to integration. On May 6th, we'll cover the small and medium business big play. May 20th, we've got software development platform. And on June 3rd, we've got the install base play. So we encourage you to join us. We are posting audio replays out to the BP Zone where you may have registered for this call or pulled down the presentation information. So be sure to go back there and send your colleagues there if you happen to have missed any of these calls and would like to go back and listen to the replay. As I mentioned, Think Thursday is a new enablement program that's being offered by IBM Software Group, and it's targeted specifically at business partners. Typically, it will be a one-hour call on Thursdays. And the schedule is listed in the VIC. As Colleen just mentioned, if you access the VIC, there's a wealth of information there, from sales enablement to technical enablement to information about things like this call. So we encourage you to register for the VIC and also to join us for our very first Think Thursday that's Making Money with Integration. And, again, that's being held in conjunction with our Lunch and Learn call. And then finally, as Colleen also mentioned, it's really important that you let us help you promote your business, and one of the key ways that we can do that is by submitting customer references. It talks about how you help make your customer successful and obviously makes you look terrific in the process. So please do submit your customer references, particularly if you've been doing great stuff with our small and medium business customers. We're particularly looking for some of those. So that is it for the presentation portion. Mike, at this point, I'd like to get ready to open it up for Q&A. I'd like to introduce our panel for the question and answer portion of the call. Today we have joining us Diane Stratton, Darla Alvarez, of course Colleen Campbell will be here, Janet Jones, and James Garacci. So I'd like to open it up for questions now.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to one of the most important parts of today's programs, your questions. To ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. So once again, if you do have a question, that's star 1, and we ask that you please initially limit yourself to one question. If you should have any additional questions, you're welcome to press star 1 again later in the session. And our first question comes from David Smith with Pure Edge.
Hi, David. Hi, how are you today?
Great, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. A very tactical question. It's not going to be very deep, but I've been struggling to figure out, since we belong to Partner World for Developers, how to get access to Partner World for software stuff, including the BP Zone. I've heard from some people I've talked to about this that we should have automatically have access, but I talked to the Partner World for people, and they said that I have to go in and apply separately under PWS for an account, and I just don't know what the logical thing is to do, and I'm asking you if you could kind of give us some guidance.
Sure. I'll go ahead and take that one. So they are correct. You would actually need to register for Partner World for Software as well, and we recognize that that's not the most convenient and partner-friendly way to do business, so we are looking at ways to make sure that you guys all have access to the same software-related information that you need. So that is the best line of action for right now, and if there's anything specific that you need, I will go ahead and put my email up here, and you can email me if there's something specifically that you would need. You know, the other place that we're posting stuff is the VIC,
mm-hmm.
and that's a little bit independent, but it doesn't require that you join Partner World for Software to register for the VIC to take advantage of the materials posted there.
Okay.
All right?
That's great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
The next question comes from Tom Witkin with the Speedwork Company.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tom.
When you initially listed the big plays,
mm-hmm.
Automation, people productivity, SMB, and so on, some of those struck me as functional process areas, and some of them seemed like markets. So I don't really quite understand the parallelism between them.
Colleen, would you like to address that one?
I can take that one. Okay, so there are 6 big plays, and we've actually separated them into kind of 2 buckets. The first bucket is e-business on demand. So how do we develop marketing programs that map to the overall IBM e-business on demand strategy? So those 3 plays would be the integration, automation, and people productivity. The second way we looked at it was more of a customer set view.
Okay.
So that's where you get our install base. And again, the purpose of that was to do renewals and then upsell and cross-sell. That's where you get SMB, and then that's where you get the developer community. So that was our rationale in terms of developing the 6.
Okay. Just want to understand how they were parallel.
Okay. Was that it?
The next question comes from Kevin Mangan with Rock Solid Consulting.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin.
I just had a real quick question. How do you find your local business partner representative, and what's the best way to get in contact with them to
sure.
Work on a partner plan?
Great question. We've had some of those questions come up before. Actually, what we've done in response to that request is if you go out to the BP zone
mm-hmm.
and you look under I believe it is how to contact us. There's actually now a listing of who the territory reps are and which states or geographies they cover.
Okay.
So, and it provides their contact information, including their email as well as their phone number. And I'm just going to pull it up here and make sure that I'm directing you to exactly the right place. And actually, you know what we could do, Mike? Let's take another question. And what I'll do, Kevin, is I'll make sure I'll get back to you in just a second with exactly how to log in.
One quick follow-on. Are those, do they cross all software brands now, the business partner rep?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Just another quick reminder, if you do have a question or a follow-up question, please press star 1 now.
And while we're waiting for folks to queue up, Diane, regarding enablement, how would a business partner potentially utilize the enablement roadmaps to help them quickly understand the skills that they need to be kind of an active people productivity business partner?
Christy, to access those people productivity roadmaps, what you do is you select the people productivity option from the 2004 marketing programs homepage in the BP zone, and then you select the training and certification option in the right-hand navigation bar. And there you'll see the listing of products with each brand associated with the themes involved in the people productivity play. And on that page, there are links to the appropriate training courses. Also, this section contains links to product-specific sheet specs, white papers, case studies, etc. So, for example, if following this call you decide to become a skilled person in collaboration, then you would take courses associated with Lotus Notes and Domino 6.5 and Lotus Workplace, and those links are on the and their corresponding courses are on that website.
Great. Thank you. And Kevin, just to follow up, it is, if you go to the BP zone, the last component in the left nav is Contact Partner World for Software. And there are links to Contact Partner World for contact services if you have kind of general questions. There's also a link that's Sales Contacts for North America. And I believe that if you come in with a different geography ID, then it would actually give you the link for the sales contact in your respective geography. And then there's a third link for the software business unit sales executives. So lots of ways to contact us there.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks, Diane, on the enablement information as well. So, Mike, do we have any other questions?
There appear to be no questions at this time, but I would like to remind everyone that if you do have a question, that's star 1.
So let's just do, Darla, let's do a question for you. Can you just talk about and highlight a few of the marketing materials that are available to business partners? Colleen touched on some of them. But, for example, how might they leverage some of those materials to create a multi-touch campaign?
Good question. You can download our people productivity marketing materials off of the business partner zone to conduct your own demand gen campaigns that will help you to build pipeline. The materials you can leverage are people productivity telemarketing scripts, email copy, and executive letter templates. In addition, you can use our web copy templates for your landing pages and the seminar materials, which will be posted no later than Friday, April 16th, for the face-to-face events or webinars. All you need to do to download our templates is go onto the BP zone and under marketing materials, then select marketing resources, and scroll down to the people productivity section. For a multi-touch tactic, you could do that by leveraging the people productivity email template with your own call to action, such as attending a seminar, taking advantage of a special partner promotion, like an executive assessment. And then you could follow up to that audience leveraging the telescripts for outbound telemarketing. You might even consider following up to those prospects with the executive letter customized to suit your firm.
Great. Okay, so Mike, do we have any other questions?
There appear to be no further questions at this time, ma'am.
Okay, so thank you everyone so much for taking the time to join us today. Please encourage your counterparts, and we hope to hear back from you again on subsequent calls. And that concludes our call today.